producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
That's why we're here today in the great city of Watford City. The centennial celebration kicks off today with a big Main Street free feed. Lots of walking tours, a film festival kickoff, dedication of their centennial park here. And then, of course, it just continues tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. A whole lot going on. We'll be telling you about that as we go throughout the program today. So very neat. They actually are literally cranking up their historical downtown walking tour starting at 10 a.m. this morning. Free lunch under the tent at 11:30. And then the big film festival kickoff this afternoon at the Six Shooters Show Hall. How's that sound like for fun? Cowboys and Crude, the McKenzie County Story, which is a really neat documentary that weaves a tale from the earliest settlers through the dark days of the Great Depression and on through the years down to the historic oil boom of today. And they're doing two red carpet showings. They'll have the producer discussing the project, answering questions. Should be fantastic. Six Brothers, a Prairie Public documentary featuring the McKenzie County family that had they feature one particular McKenzie County family, Great Depression and World War II experience. And they have the producer here to answer questions on that as well. So what a neat, neat deal that'll happen. Then the Centennial Park, I guess they're opening up the park at 5 and doing a dedication that will happen at 6, and then tonight a big alumni baseball game. So there's today's lineup, but it should be great fun. It's why we're in Watford City today celebrating their centennial. 100 years, and boy, who would have thought when it all started that it would come to what it is now. And this is a community that just finds a way to get it done. It's one of the reasons we come here regularly, because I quite honestly think that every community, certainly in the oil patch and in many respects all across North Dakota, could learn a lot about how a lot of the usual sort of roadblocks to, this person wants that or that person, they just find a way to bring them down. So that energizes me a bunch. Here's the guest we have on the program. First of all, Senator Heidi Heitkamp will be here today, unrelated, obviously, to our trip to Watford City. And my first question is, what should we ask her? We are appreciative of the time we do get with Senator Heitkamp. It's not as much time as we do with Congressman Kramer or Senator Hovind. So we like to take advantage of it and make sure that we're asking her the questions that that concern you. So two ways to do this. One, you can call us and just say, here's what I'd like to ask her. And the other is to call in advance of that conversation at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. When you do, press 1 and say, Senator Heitkamp, here's my question. And give us the question, and we'll put them in queue in the time we have with her, which will be at 10:30 this morning, okay? Outside of that, here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk at just a few minutes with the Golden Girls, Ellen Ratner from the left and Lenkita Cullum from the right, and we'll tackle the news of the day. We have at 8:30 Father Brian Gross. Father Gross is a pastor at the Catholic churches in Watford City and in Alexander. What's it like being an oil patch pastor? A time where I imagine you're seeing a whole lot of new faces, yet you want to take care of the folks that have been there. I mean, the churches really deal with a lot of the things that the community does. And I think, you can solve a lot of problems if you have a pastor at the table. So I'm curious of how all the challenges that come with life in the oil patch are dealt with from a faith perspective. So looking forward to that conversation. Fans of Catholic Radio and the Real Presence Radio Network throughout all of North Dakota, really parts of Montana and eastern Minnesota, or western Minnesota rather, are familiar with Father Brian. He does a show every Tuesday there, so he's kind of a radio pro. So we look forward to talking with him as well. And specifically for folks in and around Watford City and Alexander, give you a chance to connect with the parish and with a pastor. So we'll chat with him at 8:30. 9:20, Kurt Mohn will be here. He's the Watford City planner. Talk a little bit about housing and, how you do responsible planning in the middle of a boom. Look forward to that conversation. We're going to meet a couple that have moved here from a long way away, And one's a truck driver and one's a human resource professional at Nuvara. So we look forward to that conversation as well as people just relocating, picking up steaks from elsewhere and moving in. So kind of neat. We're going to talk with some folks about the Centennial and what's happening there. We're also going to check in with Watford City Mayor Brent Sanford. Look forward to chatting with him about the recent vote that took everybody. Well, I don't know. I don't know that it took anybody by surprise, but I think the fact that Watford City, again, after a vote on saying yes on a school, said yes on an additional sales tax as well as extending the current sales tax to build an event center, just, again, goes to that story about how this is just a get-it-done kind of place. So look forward to chatting with the mayor about that event center project and what that will look like and what it will mean for the community of Watford City. So that is our lineup on the program today, and we're looking forward to it, being here live and direct in Watford City to kick off the Centennial Celebration. Yesterday in Tioga was just tremendous. Cannot say enough about Kathy Nesset and her team at Nesset Consulting Services, or Ron Nesset and his team at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, for putting on a wonderful event. And you know what was great about it? You go to a lot of these events, and you know, you see the movers and shakers of the oil and gas industry, and they're important player, obviously. A lot of capital being invested, and that makes a lot happen. But you know, they're in that business. What I most appreciated about yesterday is it was really an outpouring of the community, of folks from all over the region. That were there taking it all in, and you know, folks that ultimately call this part of the world home, interacting with a lot of folks from all around the area that are enjoying the fruits of what's going on here now, maybe laboring out here, and just a time to take a little breather, have some great barbecue. And I mean, they had crawfish and they had shrimp and they had barbecue and some great smoking hot sausage. And I know that literally like less than an hour in, they had blown through 1,500 plates, so they were well north of 2,000 people that they served yesterday under the tent. The air show was nothing short of extraordinary. It was just absolutely incredible. So that was really something to see, too. And but the whole day, beginning to end, the air tours, the barbecue, the short speeches, Governor Dalrymple gave a nice little chat and talk about everything happening. Just couldn't have been better. Bishop David Kagan of the Bismarck Diocese came up to do the invocation to begin. It just was perfect. So kudos to everybody there. And it's been a fun little tour. We're in Stanley on Tuesday, Tioga yesterday, and, of course, Watford City today. And one of the things I've really encouraged folks to do is not trust media sources to paint a picture of everyday life in Watford City. And or Tioga, or Stanley, or the oil patch, but really just get out here yourself. And, you know, last night I've gotten to the point where I'm a little spoiled, been in Watford City enough, just come into town and figure I'll find a room, right? A number of hotels here. The Watford is one of the newer ones, but there's the Little Missouri, there's the Teddy, there's, you know, hotels that have been here for a long time. The Roosevelt Inn's one of my favorites. Because I remember it pre-boom, there's a new Comfort Inn. There's just a number of facilities here, a lot of them. So that addition to the infrastructure means you usually get a room. Well, I call, you know, one, two, three, four, all sold out last night. Obviously, probably a product of the Centennial. A lot of folks coming back home to celebrate this. They have an old school reunion and a lot of things happening that's surrounding it. And I imagine, you know, it's summertime. But I did manage to find a room, believe it or not. And again, even in the middle of a very busy time. So my point is, you know, things have really changed in that regard. You'll get a room. Probably a good idea to say, you know, we're going to come out over these few days and we're going to plan ahead a little bit. But even if you just on last minute say, I'm going to do this, you'll get a room. You'll find a place to stay. And, you know, the availability of hotel rooms is very, very different. So really applaud what they've done specifically here in Watford City. It's a little tougher in Stanley and in Tioga if you're looking for a room. But here in Watford City, you'll get one. Williston, you'll get one. Minot, you'll get one. But to have the scenic beauty that we have in Watford City with the park right here and the beautiful scene really makes a big difference. I mean, you've got not only everything happening from the oil and gas boom, you have enormous beauty. I mean, it feels like a vacation out here, and it is a community, so it's worth seeing. Okay, Senator Heidi Heitkamp will join us at 10:30 today, and that's my big question today: what should we ask Senator Heidi Heitkamp? What's on your mind for our senator? One thing I'd love to have her do is make a real concentrated effort to get every Democratic member of the United States Senate out here. I mean, yesterday's news was what? That the economy goes backwards, worse than it has in 5 years. And this state is going exactly the opposite direction. Shouldn't every person in the United States Congress that wants to see the trends here be mirrored other places want to actually see it, live it, and find out why? And there's a very different regulatory environment here than there is in most places. There is, obviously, and that's very important for all the industries that are here. That's, you know, probably as much as anything. But, you know, certainly the energy renaissance that is happening and what that could mean for the rest of the country. That's sort of what's on my mind. I'm gonna ask you that. But that's what's on my mind for Senator Heitkamp. I want to know what's on yours. The Golden Girls going to tackle the news of the day and the latest headlines coming up next. And our telephone number, by the way, 855-200-1776 for your suggestions on Senator Heitkamp and or comments for the Golden Girls next.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Summertime is officially here. Time to plan your getaway to one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. We're talking Chase on the Lake. Get a load of this deal for listeners of this very radio station. For the entire summer, you can stay 3 nights at Chase and get your 4th night free. Lakeside condo, Lakeview hotel room, classic lodging, every category in play for this great deal. Stay 3 nights, the 4th night is free. Time to plan that vacation. You can explore a little guided fishing on Leech Lake. You can walk to downtown Walker, take a pontoon or jet skis out of the lake, or just relax. Some lakeside dining at the 502 restaurant. Chase on the Lake embodies the comfort of up north. It's great. There's no blackout dates, no restrictions. Pick your dates. Stay 3 nights. Get your 4th night free. Simple as that. In your choice of accommodations at the wonderful Chase on the Lake. Just go to chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 888-CHASE-06.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, we're back in Watford City. And boy, I tell you, the choices today on the Watford City Centennial lineup, the film festival, Cowboys and Crude, the McKenzie County Story. Does that sound like a movie you'd want to take in or what? And then Six Brothers, the Prairie Public documentary that I understand is extraordinary, pretty cool too. Free lunch under the tent today with pulled pork and the trimmings. And they're doing a historical downtown walking tour. They'll start at 10, 11, and 1 today. And if you're a ways away, at least come in for the Centennial Park dedication tonight and everything that's happening there. That's going to be pretty neat, too. But there is literally Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, incredible amount of activities going on in Watford City. Tomorrow, the Centennial Parade at 10 a.m., free feed and petting zoo. They're going to do the groundbreaking for the new medical complex. Big, big game changer there. Music with Merle Pepcorn and Friends. Old-time music in the afternoon at 1. Ice Cream Social and All-School Reunion is tomorrow, 1 to 4. And there is the big scramble and steak fry at 5 tomorrow. Fox Hills Golf and Country Club. That's neat. Heritage Day is going on all day. Art in the Park all day. Saturday they do the Home Fest run. They do the All-School Reunion stuff. They do the Ice Cream Social. More Heritage Days. More Art in the Park. And Sunday, some gospel music. They have a non-denominational worship service. They have the gospel music. They have a lot going on. So there's just a lot happening in Watford City. Hope you take it all in. The Golden Girls are here. From the left, Ellen Radner. From the right, Blanquita Cullum, to tell us about the news of the day. We have Senator Heidi Heitkamp coming on later today on the program. And I want to see what you two think of my idea. This is what I'm going to present
to you. Before we do that, I just have to say, did I hear petting zoo?
You heard petting zoo, and that would be your first stop, would be the petting zoo, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Ellen is such a critter person. She's only made clampet.
I know. That would stick out for Ellen. Yeah, absolutely incredible. So the free feed and petting zoo is 11 a.m. tomorrow. If you get to Watford City by 11 a.m. tomorrow, the petting zoo is taking place at Dakota West Credit Union, Ellen, so you can take it in.
What's your idea?
11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Okay, you want my idea, Blanquita.
Yeah.
So yesterday we talked about the U.S. economy going backwards in the worst way for 5 years, right? Economic news. The economy went backwards 3%. I'm sitting in a place where the economy is growing faster than it is anywhere in America. Okay, lowest unemployment, fastest job growth, fastest growing economy, and the fastest growing economy 5 years in a row. Okay.
Yep.
So here's my 62 months, I think, of the fastest job growth in the country, over 5 years. Wouldn't it make sense that Senator Heidi Heitkamp has some sway with fellow Democrats to invite every single Democratic colleague of hers in the United States Senate to come here and see, okay, what the rest of the country, chances are, you know, my state is growing slower than North Dakota, in some places a lot slower, and overall the nation is going backwards really big time. Why don't they come here I'm not being prideful and super arrogant and saying we have every answer, we've got it all figured out, but I will tell you this, it's going in exactly the opposite direction of the nation's economy. Wouldn't it make sense for them to see it, feel it, maybe learn a little something from it?
Sure, let them see it and feel it. How's that going to affect Michigan and Ohio? That's what I want to know, Scotty Hinman.
Well, I think, best practices, right? Come find out about our regulatory environment in every sector, okay? One of the reasons that we have the explosion we do in energy production to the point where now there's 1 million barrels a day coming out of the ground is because it's regulated by the state, not by the feds. If Ellen, you have oil on your land, and you contract with an oil company to take it out of the ground, it'll take them on average 18 days to get a permit to do that if it's on private land. The very same land, the very same rock, the very same everything is on private land, but is over on public land, 6 months for the very same permit. Tell me how that makes any sense at all.
Well, what I'm concerned about is, for instance, hydraulic fracking in places like New York State, and how that can affect the water if it's not done carefully, if it is not done permit. And I'm not saying I'm
The thing of it is, now hydraulic fracking is evolving, and now they're developing, from what I have heard from many of the people that I have dealt with, they're developing, not to the distant future, waterless hydraulic fracking, so it doesn't compromise the water. And also, if there is a problem with the water, like you saw in Gaslight, it was there before they even started fracking. So I really researched that. and it had a lot of flaws, and the and I would encourage people to really go and check that out.
But you're both making my point. You know, Ellen's saying, okay, well, you know, number one, she's acknowledging something that's real, and that is fears, I believe, unfounded fears on fracking. I think most of the fracking hysteria
is... Well, but I have a larger issue, and I know I've said this to you on this show before, which is that is it right in 200 to 300 years to take all of God-given resources out of the ground? I don't think it is.
Well, first of all, how many God-given resources are there? Do you have a pipeline that I'm not aware of?
I don't know, but I know that if I'm even okay with ruining the environment in the short term, if we can in the long term use that money and that brilliance to figure out a way of using solar energy, et cetera.
Okay, well, you know, again, technology.
Most of the people that I've spoken to, Ellen, on the hard question, and you know, people can go to my site, thehardquestion.com, and see the videos. A very high profile, you know, experts on both sides of this. First of all, say that natural gas has to be used regardless whether you go into solar or whatever, but you're also seeing a lot of these corporations, these huge oil corporations, invested into solar. Invested into wind because they are trying to incorporate all of it. In fact, one of the great spokesmen for that is a guy who used to be the president of Shell, a fellow by the name of John Hofmeister, who serves on a commission for the president, and he's a Democrat.
But I think the two of you have made my point of wanting Senator Heitkamp to use her influence with fellow Democrats to come say, come here. See this firsthand. So I'll acknowledge there's going to be people in there that are anti-fracking. Well, come here and actually talk to people that do it for a living. Understand how it works and how you separate the water supply and how far away it is from the oil supply. Learn about it. You're making my point.
Absolutely.
On the amount of resources and how technology is changing. You know, Ellen, just so you know, this right now, today, I'm sitting on top of the 10th biggest oil resource in the world, okay? And that's based on how much oil we take out of the ground right now. Here's what'll blow your mind. We're only getting 8% of it out, and it's still the 10th biggest in the world. So my point is, what is the future hold? What is the technology that's there? So your worry of, oh my gosh, if we're going to use it all up, 8% of it's coming out of the ground right now. That's unfounded. So.
Yeah.
I think you've made my point.
The other thing is, Scotty, why aren't we, you know, they should be having some sort of a summit to talk about oil, because who wants to go to war for oil anymore? I mean, I think Democrats and Republicans right now should be looking at this because, you know, they don't want to go into Iraq or Iran.
Very good point. I mean,
why should Americans die for oil anymore when we have enough?
There's a national security reason for these people to come. I mean, so Ellen, when I convince Senator Heitkamp of this, I'm hoping that you will be part of this as well, because you have lots of Democratic friends. So I think, and by the way, the Republicans are doing the same thing.
Listen, I don't think it ever hurts members of Congress to go to other states and to take a look and take a critical look.
There you go. Thank you, ladies. Talk to you later.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items, burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large, order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley, or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We're back in Watford City, kicking off the centennial celebration. Lots to take on. Been a fun week. Stanley Tuesday, Tioga yesterday, and Watford City yesterday. And I have friends in every one of those ports, as well as Williston, Minot, all throughout the patch. But there's something in the water in Watford City that makes it a very different place. And I believe, more than anything, what is necessary for these communities to be vibrant, alive places as these five generations of oil play, you know, come to fruition that we hear about from Lynn Helms and the other experts, is just a sense of community. And that's one thing that Watford City has never lost through this. So it's pretty extraordinary. One of the reasons is that they have a vibrant community of churches. And we're pleased to be joined today by Father Brian Gross. Father is the pastor at two oil patch churches, one the Epiphany Catholic Church, which is in Watford City, and Our Lady of Consolation in Alexander. Father, nice to see you.
Good morning. Thanks, Scott, for having me.
So we should first talk a little bit about you, NDSU grad.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
How about that? Bismarck native.
That's right. That's right.
And now pastor these last 2 years in Watford City.
That's right. So I've made my, you know, I've made my way throughout the whole state. So it's good to be here. I'm really, really excited, glad to be here on the show. And really thanks for coming up and just sort of telling the story of Watford City, telling the story of the oil patch. And really, you know, asking, you know, me as one of the representatives of the churches here in Watford to be with you. It's really a great time, I think, for Watford City. Obviously, there's some serious growing pains. But at the same time, you know, the opportunity that's present here, we can't forget that there's also that opportunity for people to grow in their faith. And you mentioned the community that is needed. And one of the great things about Watford City that I came to know right as soon as I got here a couple of years ago as the new pastor was the different pastors from the different churches, Lutheran Assembly of God and so forth, you know, we all get along very well. And we all have the same goal, to assist the city in forming this community. Because we know that a community is better off when it does have faith. We know that a community is better off when it has people who want to live a virtuous life, who want to do good for others, want to do good for their families, certainly as, you know, as we all do. And so it's good that you bring me on, I think, to sort of bring it full circle, you know, and to let people know that Watford City is really striving on, I think, every area to make this the best community that we can make it.
And we should let folks know, you know, that obviously, you know, you as a pastor and all your pastors, it's great to hear how you all work together. I mean, you're thirsting for these folks to come on in. And
yeah, right. No, that's right.
You're ready to serve them.
Exactly.
Right?
Come on in.
Yeah.
Come on in.
And in your case, I just want to give a quick plug for masses and things that are going on. So folks that are new to the community, that are Catholics, that want to connect with the church, Alexander and Watford City, and tell us about your mass schedule.
Right. So our mass schedule is in Watford City at Epiphany. church is Saturday night at 5:30, the vigil, and then Sunday morning at 10:45 a.m. And then in Alexander, which is, you know, about 20 miles northwest of Watford, right in between Williston and Watford, it is 8:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. And then daily masses are Tuesday, Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Thursday, Friday at 9 a.m. are the mass times.
In Watford City.
In Watford City, yeah. Exactly.
So 4 days a week you've got
that's right.
Got daily
that's right.
mass as well. So
that's right.
It's a good way to connect.
Yeah.
Now, over these 2 years...
Mm-hmm.
Give me a sense of how many folks, because what I think is neat about the churches, I think it's very representative of these communities.
Yes.
Right? Because you've got folks that have been here forever.
Right.
Pillars of the church.
Right. Yep.
You know, they're in the pews every Sunday, they're there,
mm-hmm.
and a whole lot of new folks.
Mm-hmm.
What's the mix?
Yeah, so, you know, as I've observed, I suppose, in the last couple of years, I suspect that the parish is in Watford is about 50% folks that are new since I've been here, in the sense of they moved in the last couple of years. And it's really an extraordinary growth. You know, the growth that's happening, at least in the parish and in the other churches, is really something else. If you were to come up here, certainly, if you live here, you know this already, but I think every single church in this city right now is seriously asking the question, and some of them have already built, how do we expand? How do we get bigger? What do we need to do to make, you know, our church a church that's more welcoming to folks and that kind of a thing? So
you're essentially going through the exact same thing the community is.
Right, yeah. Right. And in my line, you know, with the people in my parish and with the other pastors, it's like, look, we're growing civically. We're growing, in the sense of our pocketbooks are getting bigger. We have to understand that our relationship with God needs to grow, and the number of folks that know Him needs to grow too. This isn't just a secular project here. This is also a project that's given to us by God. You know, I know, Scott, that you mentioned where did the oil come from? You know, where did the oil come from? Well, obviously the oil came from God and His providence forming this earth. And well, look at there it is, because you know He's the one that set us on the course we're on. So
that would naturally tell us if that's where it came from. Then the fruits of that of labor to remove it also belong to Him.
Yes, that's right.
Right,
that's
and so right. In other words, there's a lot of great genius that's allowing us to pull it out of the ground.
Yeah.
But that too comes from Him.
No doubt about it.
Yeah,
no doubt about it.
That's sort of a fallen world kind of wrestling match,
mm-hmm.
isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where we think we're responsible for it. We're you know, or just an industry is responsible for it or anything. But you
yeah,
know.
I suppose right. We get so short sighted with anything we do. It's like what is happening right now, right in front of me. And right, that's the constant call of you know a Catholic priest, of any pastor, is like, hey, remember. We need to remember who's doing all of this and who's, you know, like you say, who's given you these abilities to actually figure out how to do all of this and that kind of a thing. And we give him glory that way by really recognizing that this is why it's happening.
You know what blows my mind? We're celebrating a 100-year celebration here,
right.
In Watford City,
mm-hmm.
which you know it's hard to fathom the amount of change that's come in 100
yeah.
years
mm-hmm.
for Watford City, and that's why we're here. And obviously they're celebrating the history, and it's just impossible to even show just little tidbits and snippets of that 100 years of history,
mm-hmm.
Other than the ground we're actually on.
Right.
Are there anything close to the length of time that the Catholic Church has been around? Watford City is but a toddler compared to the Catholic Church of 2,000 years of history.
Right. No, exactly. And that's what's so interesting, especially as Americans. We celebrate these 100-year celebration, our celebration of how long we've been Americans and these kinds of things. And we look then at the long history of, for example, as you mentioned, you know, the Catholic Church, and we have these 2,000 years of history. Which our lives are built upon, you know, that the memories that we hold aren't just the memories of our, you know, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, or the memories of our childhood, but it's the memories of the saints. It's the memories of the popes that have come before us, of all of these great Christians who've lived. And, you know, we live and we sort of feed off of their memory as well. You know, just like a family would sort of feed off the memory of great-grandpa where, you know, this is where... this is where he first settled, and this is where he, you know, built the first barn and all those kinds of things. You know, we live that way as Christians as well. We look back at the long history of thousands of years of the martyrs and you know, different holy people, the saints who have written incredible works that still affect us today.
And, you know, so there's you know, it's just amazing. First of all, it just puts it all in perspective, I think, pretty well.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But also, I think, you know, a lot has happened in these 100 years here. I mean, it's pretty phenomenal.
You know, and that's...
A can-do spirit.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, the 100 years, I mean, you have... You know, why were the people of Watford City able to do what they did 100 years ago? It's because they had this perseverance, clearly. You know, I mean, if you look out at in February and then you drive by these RV parks, let alone a man camp. I mean, that's an ordered, settled, you know, place. You look at these RV parks and you think, what was it like 100 years ago?
Yeah, covered wagons. Campfire.
I mean, you know, honestly, these guys in the RVs, I mean, what a sacrifice. I mean, families in some cases, what a sacrifice.
But there's a parallel there.
Exactly, 100% yeah. A parallel. And why did they have, 100 years ago, why did they have this ability, this desire? In many cases, it's because of the faith they possessed, you know, to bring their family out and to try to do something good for them.
Absolutely. How do you think Watford City does it different? I mean, you've seen what your fellow pastors are enduring in these other oil patch communities. How's Watford City just a cut above?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's on two levels. I think, first of all, there's an element of where fear doesn't rule the day. Fear doesn't rule the day. Any attitude of, I wish I could just go back to the way it was, that isn't really acknowledged. I think it's kind of, you know what, this is where it is. Let's form this community to be the best community we can be. And there isn't this longing for the past in some sort of great corporate way. Certainly, you know, folks do have that longing for the past about, you know, I wish that I could, you know, drive 20 miles an hour down 85 and not have to worry about getting run off the road, those kinds of things. But the community does it different because this plan, there's this very clear plan for the future. And that plan, as you've mentioned, very rightly, I think, is centered so much around we want to transition from the guy is living in his RV and his family's back in Oklahoma or Idaho or whatever, and we want that family to come here. And we want them to have a house. So we want them to have a nice two-bedroom apartment. You know, that isn't more expensive than Manhattan. Which is a whole other issue that
we can
get into.
Yeah.
But the desire for the community leaders, you know, I mean, just, you know, from the mayor down is let's do this, but let's do this right. Let's not do this in some sort of short-term way. I guess you could say, you know, use a poker term, right? They're all in. We're all in.
They've also got life figured out, obviously, because to sit there and lament, you know, how it was is really a fool's errand.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it? That's right.
I mean, it's just going to send you to a very bad place.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So, yeah. I mean, the dealing with it where it is
is
the best way to approach life.
Exactly.
You know, that kind of can-do attitude. Mm-hmm. And fear, what can fear do?
Mm-hmm.
Paralyze you.
Yeah, fear's terrible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, that tip of the spear, just let's figure this out, let's get it done. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the tour you took me on last night, the prices won't be, you know, comparable to New York after long because of a ton of development.
Exactly right. Yeah. Tons of development. And, you know, especially if you're listening and you maybe were in Watford City 8 years ago because your kid was, you know, a wrestler and something like that in high school or whatever, and you haven't been here in a while, you'd be blown away. I mean, you'd be absolutely blown away.
I was talking to Gene Veeder yesterday, and Gene was in Tioga. Said, I've been in Tioga for a year.
Right.
And, Tioga today, very different than it was a year ago.
Yep.
You know, Watford City, very different than it was, you know, a year ago, let alone, as you say, 7 years ago. That's why we really encourage folks to come see it. And, by the way, if you're a Catholic, connect with Father Gross at the Epiphany Church or Our Lady of Consolation in Alexander, or connect with any of the churches here. They're all good, and they're all working together. Father, thanks for the time today.
All right, you bet. Thanks. Thanks, Scott.
Appreciate it very much.
God bless everyone.
Take a break. Come back with more from Watford City after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What's the number one need in the Bakken? Affordable housing. Folks, it's here in Stanley, North Dakota, and I want you to see it for yourself Saturday at Frontier Village, a new development located on the west side of Stanley, very close to great amenities like the new Cashwise store just north of that location on the north side of Highway 2, real close to the Holiday Station store, walking distance to schools. It's here, and it's affordable. There's model homes that you can see. You can move in immediately. Lots of choices of manufactured homes. It's never been easier to get into a new home that meets your needs and meets your budget. This is truly affordable housing. 9 to 5 Saturday, stop by for the open house at Frontier Village, west edge of Stanley, just north of Cashwise Foods. Can't wait? Call 701-628-2418. One more time, 701-628-2418. Open houses every Saturday now through the end of July at Frontier Village, west edge of Stanley, just north of the Cashwise Food on the north side of Highway 2.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats. 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
In Watford City, and excited to tell you about the centennial events that are happening here. We're in Watford Monthly, and we're here just to give you a picture, paint a mental picture for anybody that's not in Watford City of how it is different here, number one. Number two, to invite you here so you can actually see this firsthand, because in a way what I'm doing is not a lot different than what a lot of media does, and that is, you know, tell you what's happening from my perspective. Much as I love you listening to the program, much as I love you hearing from our guests, and I really want you to see this, and I don't think you're going to have the full perspective until you do. I really don't. So that's another reason we're here, to invite you.
And there's a lot here. I mean, for one, as I mentioned last night, I rolled in and getting spoiled in the hotel department. I'll find something. And it took me five calls, but I found something. And I tell you what, that's very different than what it would have been even a year ago. In other words, there are hotel rooms here. There are places to stay. You'll find some. You might want to plan a little better than I did, but you're going to find a room without question, even if it's a last-minute deal, because there's been something burned into all of our brains that you can't get a room. You can't end up with people, you know, having to just sleep in their cars. No. I mean, there was a time that was the case. I have a friend that started doing business out here from the Twin Cities, and he would, he kind of considered it an adventure. He'd stay in his car, and he'd take the equivalent of what it would have cost in a hotel room if he'd been doing business anywhere else, and he put it in a jar to do a little vacation with his wife because he was gone so much. And, the trick is that fella's moved here now and bought a home. And that's how it's changed, you know, or is in an apartment, or is making plans to do that. And that's what, the enormous amount of opportunity here, coupled with the sense of community in Watford City, is something you really need to see and understand. And I have friends in every port in the oil patch and all throughout North Dakota. And Watford City still has that small town charm, that sense of community amid what many would call chaos of the oil and gas development, which is less and less every day chaotic. And more planned, okay, this is going to be here for a long time, and less of that. We just got to do it all and got to do it all now. More, let's have a cup of coffee, take a deep breath, and find a way. They've always done it that way in Watford City. Now the industry is doing that more and more, and it makes for, really, I think, a much more ordered sort of future and lay it out. I think Father Gross said it very well. It just, there's not a lot of fear here. And there's a recognition of we're going to deal with it where it is. And when you do it that way without lamenting this, that, or the other thing changing or being fearful of the change, you can act a lot more responsibly. And that's very evident here. So it's neat. All right. First question for Heidi Heidkamp has come in. And the email says, question for Heidi. Mr. Hannon, why bother wasting my time sending a question? If it's genuinely a tough question, you either will not ask it of the senator, or you will change it to a softball, like you generally do through the Democratic's way, because you fear they won't come back if you really quiz them. Now, let me disavow. First of all, the cynicism in that really sort of bothers me, because ask the question you want asked, and then if you don't get it asked the way you want it asked, then you can fire away. Right? I mean, I'll call me guilty as charged. In other words, if the question came in to say, Senator Heidkamp, why are you such a creep? I'm not going to ask her that question. That person might consider that a tough, or why are you so bent on being part of a party that wants to destroy America? Okay, well, we're not going to get very far down the path with a question like that, are we? You may believe that, but I would rather you say, here's what I stand for. I believe it could benefit North Dakota, the country, if we did it this way. Why don't you do that? I mean, take a particular policy position. Why aren't you better taking on the EPA because they want to change on our way of life? Make it productive. But I do want your questions. Want to know what they are. And you can call them in 855-200-1776. That way you get to ask them. I don't change them at all. Or you can email them in. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. We've talked about this before. People we disagree with, I don't believe it serves any purpose to be uncivil. I really don't, and I won't tolerate it. I won't. Of folks from the left or the right. So it's kind of giving talk radio a bad name in the future. So ask away. Tough questions are fine, but civil tough questions. Okay, quick forecast here. In the patch today, isolated the thunderstorms during the morning hours. Skies are turning mostly sunny during the afternoon, but a nice day, be about 80. Variable clouds tonight, scattered thunderstorms. Few of those may be severe, low about 62. Weekend is cooling off a bit, 79 tomorrow, but mid to low 70s on Saturday. 57 right now in Tioga. Williston is at 64 under cloudy skies. Watford at 63 under cloudy skies. Be 82 today here. Isn't that nice? Newtown, cloudy into 59. Stanley, 59 and cloudy. Columbus, 57 and foggy as well. In the valley, some showers throughout the valley, eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota, variable cloudy, some scattered thunderstorms, about 79 for a high.
Wind whipping around pretty good, southeast at 10 to 20. And chance of rain 50% tonight. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, low about 68. 84 tomorrow, and the weekend hot in the valley. Showers in 59 this hour in Grand Forks. Hillsboro showers in 61. Grafton, partly cloudy, 57. Kindred, 61 with some showers. Breck, cloudy, 61. Fergus Falls, cloudy, 63. Detroit Lakes, cloudy in 57. Out at Watertown, cloudy, 66. And right now in Fargo, showers, 61 degrees, heading for 84. More of What's on Your Mind from Watford City coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains cucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.